Make-A-Wish has been granting wishes for 32 years for children aged 3 to 18 years old who are living with life-threatening illnesses. And this year they are holding their garden party high tea to raise money and continue on granting wishes. We've got High Tea Committee Chair Jessica Zammit joining us on the line now. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Casey.
So what do we expect from this high tea event?
Well, last year we sold the event out at 500 guests, so we're hoping to do the same this year. The event has a MC who is Andrea Nicholas from Channel 7 News. We also have a guest speaker who is Katie Sarah. And those who don't know Katie Sarah, she actually holds the title of first South Australian woman to summit Mount Everest. And she's also having reached the highest peaks of each of the seven continents. So we expect some inspirational talk from her.
That's amazing.
Most importantly, there'll be a Wish family speaking. So they will have gone through the process with Make-A-Wish and experienced a wonderful process and their wish granted to them. And so you'll get to hear from them as well on the day. But we also have an auction, so there's wonderful auction items available. So it's really, it's a great high tea event.
And is it about, so is a fundraising kind of event? How much are you hoping to sort of put towards Make-A-Wish with it?
Last year we raised just shy of $20,000, which was profit to go straight to the granting of wishes for six children. So we're hoping to do the same. Well, I'd like to do better if possible, but who knows?
Yeah, amazing. How much does a wish cost? I mean, that might sound like a bit of a difficult question to answer, but how far does something like $20,000 go to, you know, granting these wishes?
It goes a long way because without the fundraising done, the wishes can't happen. So we do get a lot of wishes out of that $20,000. And every wish is unique and different. So some of them have travel wishes. Some of them want to meet famous people that are their idols. Some of them simply want something like a PS4. Whatever the wish is, it just means so much to the children and their families.
We're speaking with Make-A-Wish High Tea Committee Chair Jessica Zammit. Now, Jess, what are some of the favourite wishes that Make-A-Wish have granted? What are some of the things that you think are, you know, most impressive about the organisation?
I think what's most impressive is that each wish is tailored specifically to the child, and it can seem big or small, but the most important thing is exactly what the child wants. There are some very, what I call extravagant wishes that have been done. I was lucky enough to work with a wish child who wanted a midnight blue fire-breathing flying dragon to fly on. And that does seem like an impossible wish, but working with National Office, they managed to pull it off in a way that the wish child and family thought it was absolutely unbelievable. So whatever the wish child wants, we work with National Office to really see what we can make happen and make that wish come true for the child.
And what do you think the impact is on, you know, these children and their families' lives once they've had their wishes granted?
Oh, the impact is absolutely amazing, and I've seen it firsthand now, which I'm really lucky to have been involved in. I think a lot of people perceive that, you know, the wish child asks for something and we kind of give them a present. But it really is about the journey. And it's from that first wish home visit where we get to meet the wish child and their family and discuss what they want their wish to be. And then there's an anticipation phase. So there's the build up to the wish and then we make the wish happen. And it's not just then the wish is done. When you speak to wish children and their families, they say that that wish stays with the child and has really great effects on the rest of their life. And for some of them, it helps them get through the horrible experience which they're going through at the time as well. So it's something to look forward to. I have been amazed at the impact that these wishes actually have on the children.
It was very touching. Hey, Jess, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
That's great. Am I able to tell people that they can check out our Facebook event page.
Of course you can.
So if they look for Make-A-Wish Garden Party High Tea, they should find an event page that which they can follow, which has all the details for high tea on it. If they'd like to inquire about tickets, they can phone Margarita on 0413 237 420.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Jess.
Thanks very much.